You've seen the parents who are obsessed with documenting their children. They always have the latest megapixel digital camera with extra memory. But commentator Lenore Scanese thinks they're missing the real picture.
We had a 2-year-old visiting our home the other day, clinging, crying, demanding juice and milk. No juice! And we found him fascinating. My husband and I simply couldn't remember any time that our own kids, aged 4 and 6, had ever been that horrid. I mean, young. Well, the 2-year-old's parents looked a tad peeved at our amnesia until my husband figured out the source of our self-satisfaction. We took our videos at all the wrong times. Bingo. If you look at the video record of our kids, and bring some no-dos, you will find a twosome so sweet they could rot teeth. But you won't find real life. Why, here they are pretending to toboggan through the living room after a double timeout, not shown. Here they are dancing to a Beatles song after a half hour untaped of us trying to get the CD player working. And look at them stirring the brownie batter. With the camera expertly snapped off, the second one of them started screaming, "You're licking too much!" No, our family looks pretty perfect on film, as must yours. Because if there's one thing we've all learned, it is what constitutes a Kodak moment. It's the moment our life most conforms, however briefly, to the way we'd like it to be. It's about as reliable as a souvenir postcard. Not only do we instinctively reach for the camera only when our kids are acting like the ones on the Cosby Show, we wait until far-flung relatives are assembled, the house is clean, and the dog isn't sniffing anywhere too embarrassing. In this way, we create our own mythology of a perfect family. See, in the days before cameras and videotape and even the Industrial Revolution, cultures passed down their mythology orally through stories. We are the people of the trees. Our chief is the son of thunder, or whatever. And just as you won't find many cultures saying, our ancestors were total losers, ugh, you won't find many negative images in photo albums either. Where's Uncle Ernie on his Friday night benders? Not here. The family's identity depends on a positive picture of the past. So in our albums, kids are laughing and relatives are hugging, even if they only hug as long as the flash is on. And of course, we photograph our great successes, graduation, marriage, the 30-inch striped bass. When something goes seriously wrong, like a breakup, many people will actually snip the lousy spouse out of the picture. Bye-bye, that just never happened. Likewise, you won't find many portraits of family members sulking on vacation, stewing on the couch, or even Uncle Ernie when he's finally sleeping one off. That's not the stuff of myth, that's the stuff of real life. The stuff that slips away. Kodak moments may make us feel proud of who we are and where we come from, but they do a disservice to memory. When we don't have pictures of the toy-strewn house or Grandpa drinking his soup, maybe dribbling, the life we really lived disappears. By the time we want to remember it, we can't. We've gained a Kodak moment and lost the real story of our lives.
Lenore Scanese is a columnist for the New York Daily News.